today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
What makes people want to lead others? What drives people to follow those who lead them? No matter how you might feel, live long enough and you will lead some and follow others. When I look back over my life, I can name 5 men who have given permission to lead me. The more I learn about leading, I'm inspired and motivated to lead others by following those who have led me. What moves you to go shopping? What moves you to wash your car? What moves you to exercise? What moves you to help others? What moves you to go to work each morning? What moves and inspires you to love others? When you consider the condition of our country, we need leadership. We need you. Yes, you who are moved by compassion. You who are moved by a desire to make life better for others. You who go to bed each night knowing you have to do something. You who have restless days and nights because you know you have the ability and the tools to lead. People who have strengths in the area of counseling, professional coaching, juvenile justice, mental health, and teaching must lead. The world needs you. We need you. If we are going to turn this world around, we must answer the question, what moves you to lead? In Mark chapter 6, verses 33 and 34, it is written, "But the multitude saw them departing, and many knew him and ran there on foot from all the cities. They arrived before them and came together to him. And Jesus, when he came out, saw the multitude and was moved with compassion for them, because they were like sheep not having a shepherd. So he began to teach them many things." What moved Jesus to lead? The scripture shares with us he was moved with compassion. His love for people caused him to move. He didn't just move to be moving, but he moved to lead. His compassion for the people allowed him to see beyond their physical to their spiritual need. Jesus' leadership was empowered not by duty or obligation or by a desire to build an image for himself. Jesus, the greatest leader, had a deep love for people that moved him to do far more than obligation could ever induce. Do you love those you lead? The law of sacrifice says, if a leader wants to go up, he has to give up. The law demands unconditional love. Do you love those who you lead? Are you willing to give up so that they can go up? These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.